The idea was to use a channel that we've established for some time, a website called popetoyou.net, which obviously has a Twitter capacity, which we've been using on various occasions. But the idea was, very simply, to try and use Twitter to share with people the essence of the Pope's message for Lent. So the idea is, over the 40 days of Lent, to tweet every day one of the phrases, one of the ideas, one of the central sentences of this message. It's a very simple little gesture, but it allows people to receive every day a little thought for the day, if we want to call it that, a little point that might help them to reflect or cause them to help them to think their way through Lent. So it follows a little bit from the message of World Communications this year, which is talking about the importance of silence, and silence being the place where we can have time to reflect. And in that message for World Communications Day, the Pope had talked about how you can use small messages as short as a gospel passage to communicate important truths. So responding to that, we thought it'd be interesting to take the message, find 40 key ideas and share them over the time, and allowing people maybe that time to reflect or to think or to be impacted on during their busy schedule by something that comes as easily as into their handheld device. And the other thing we kind of then began to work on is we were interested in seeing this as Pope to You as the central point for sharing it, but not trying to tie people into that, but doing it in a way that people can retweet. And already we've seen a network of people we know from our meeting with bloggers last year, people we know who follow our work and follow our, are already retweeting with this idea, so that the popetoyou.net site, we know that we have on our Twitter channel, we have something like 2,700 followers. But more importantly, we have the possibility to reach out to others through those who retweet. So it's an experiment also for us to see how it goes, see what level of impact it has. It's something dynamic and different.
It's an experiment, you're saying, but it's true to say that the Pope to You site has had a certain amount of success already.
The Pope to You site had phenomenal success at the time of its launch, when it was one of our earliest ventures into new media, and we had this phenomenal effect of having over 5 million hits in the first week or two of its operation. Since that, we decided, and the site was actually established just to do that job and then probably to close down, but the level of interest was such, we decided we should keep it going. And we kept it going by focusing on the big themes in the life of the church, so the Christmas, Easter, World Youth Day, and times like that, when we use the site in a way that allows us to continue to reach out to these loyal followers we have, people who are interested in the site.
I understand from Archbishop Celli that fairly soon we will also be able to get the Pope's Angelus and some other interesting speeches and things on Twitter as well.
Yes, I think a lot of attention has been given to the idea of seeing Twitter as a channel that could allow for a more direct and immediate way of sharing the nucleus of the Pope's thoughts on various occasions. So I don't think it'll be confined to Lent. I think we'll be looking at the possibility of Twitter being used directly for texts approved by the Pope to bring them forward in the future.
Now, Twitter, of course, 140 characters. There will be the critics who say this is dumbing down the Pope's message.
To those who say it's dumbing down the Pope's message, is one is to see this is entry level. This is to allow a certain condensation of the thought to hit people, impact on people, and to provoke their interest, and to invite them then to follow the message, to read the full of the text. But to those who say, you know, it's a dumbing down, it's not. I mean, many of the key gospel ideas are readily rendered in 144 characters. So I think it'd be a shame to say this is not the only way the Pope will speak, this is not the only way the Church speaks, but it's an avenue that is open to us and that we have to learn to use. And I think it's one pithy, succinct rendering of our message is something we're actually quite good at.
And it'll be available, if I understand, in half a dozen languages?
Yeah, the idea is that this is available now in the principal languages which we work here, Spanish, Italian, French, German, English, of course, and we have Portuguese just about to come.
So www.popetoyou.net
for the starting point.